Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 549.
On Now You Know. So 31-year-old Nolan Arbaugh was Neuralink's first patient, getting his N1 brain implant back in January of 2024. Nolan had an accident in 2016 that left him paralyzed from his neck down.
Now Neuralink just announced that Nolan will be receiving a second device below the injury site that will relay signals wirelessly to his muscles.
Nolan says, "I can't overstate how fired up I am about the Neuralink dual implant. One in the brain, one below the injury, finally working together. The potential is unreal. Yeah, I'm amped." That is super exciting.
So if you don't know what that means,
do you know what this means?
That basically means that they're going to hopefully be able to wirelessly connect the lower half of his body so that way he might be able to control his body again, which he hasn't been able to do for almost 10 years.
Yeah, Elon's been talking about wanting to do this for a long time. So this will be really exciting if it works.
Really exciting.
I know.
There are lots of people with these injuries where you can't control your body, and this would basically enable that again. And this is the first time in history that we're going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Thanks to Ground News for sponsoring today's episode.
Tesla reports revenue growth of 12% after two down quarters in a row.
But despite the higher revenue and achieving record vehicle deliveries during the quarter, Tesla's profits fell by 37%.
Depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this, or the story might look completely different.
Follow the story at ground.news/NYK, and you'll see how uneven the coverage is.
Out of over 100 reporting sources Ground News analyzed, 92 came from left-leaning outlets.
You can see how different headlines are framing the story. Left-leaning coverage frames Tesla's record sales with looming earnings woes and a massive profit decline, and they also link the declining performance to Elon's political involvement.
While right-leaning outlets explicitly attributes Tesla's performance drops with the regulatory credit decline from the Trump administration's climate policy.
When news is filtered through political lenses, it's almost impossible to get the full story, and the result is more outrage, more confusion, and more conflict.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time, they show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture. And we just knew that our viewers would love what they've built.
They're also recognized by the Nobel Peace Center for their impact on media literacy, saying it's an excellent way to stay informed, avoid echo chambers, and expand your worldview, which is exactly why we use Ground News.
And why we've partnered with them to get you guys 40% off when you subscribe to their unlimited access Vantage plan. That's the same one that we've been using every day.
Just click our link, ground.news/NYK, in the description, or scan the QR code to subscribe.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded, and we know it'll do the same for you. So the Boring Company posted Proofrock MB1 is shipped from Bastrop to Nashville and is currently being assembled. Proofrock MB2 ships in January. Yeah, so they're going to be digging two tunnels there in Nashville. Can't wait to see that go into effect.
I can't wait for Boring Company country songs.
Well, I went down to the tunnel and...
Boring!
Tesla's FSD version 14.2 started rolling out to some users on Friday, and we're now getting to see some enhancements from the earlier version 14.1.7. So one thing we're seeing now is upgraded neural network vision encoder. I know that sounds really complicated. Basically, this leverages the higher resolution features for better detection of emergency vehicles, road obstacles like debris and stuff, and human gestures. It's the human gestures part that I'm really interested to try out, because a lot of times you'll be at a construction site and you get waved on, and I can't wait to see if it can actually see that.
Because a lot of times, it'll be kind of like,
huh?
I'm like,
huh?
Did he mean stop? Did he mean go? What's going on? Because I don't know. So maybe it will know better than me. Also, new self-driving stats section. There will be a dedicated UI showing total self-driving miles, percentage of FSD usage, and related metrics.
And previously, this was only available to Tesla insurance people. Pre-drive configuration options. So now, instead of having to do this while you're driving, you can select the speed profiles like standard or Mad Max before you leave, and your arrival parking preferences, like if you want to park in the lot or on the street. And you can do that all while you're parked before you leave.
That makes sense, because I know a lot of people are like, but I'm moving, I can't touch the screen. And you're like, but you're in Mad Max mode, which I don't want. They've also added the relaxed driver monitoring system. So there's slightly less stringent attention checks in low risk scenarios for better comfort.
So basically, you can be looking around more?
I think so. I think that basically—
you can have your hat on lower?
I think that if you're driving somewhere and there aren't a lot of cars around you, kind of like how you would—
is this, wait a minute, is this AKA you can text now?
I don't think so.
We should test this when we get 14.2. Yeah. You can like, we'll watch each other or something.
Because maybe it's a wink wink.
Yeah. And improve brake stuttering. So many 14.2 users are now saying that the brake stuttering is gone. We'll have to take it for a spin as soon as we get it to prove that is true or not. Yunta Sai, who works at Tesla AI, said this is not a small update.
And Elon says, indeed, nor is 14.3. And he said 14.3 is where the last big piece of the puzzle finally lands.
That's really cool, because I thought version 14 was just on its way to version 15, 16, and so forth. He's basically, it sounds like, saying version 14.3 is it.
I mean, they're always going to be
the last big piece of the puzzle. I mean, there's
puzzle?
Little pieces, but, you know, I don't know. That's cool. I wonder if Elon has like a book of things you can say that aren't exactly the final thing you can say.
And I like less than half of the half as well as you deserve.
Elon did post this about Grokopedia. He said Grokopedia.com is now version about 0.2, and the early beta version of proposed edits is now live. So that means that anyone can now contribute to a Grokopedia entry.
If your suggestion is factually correct and valid, it goes live immediately.
If it's incorrect or it doesn't hold up to scrutiny, then it gets rejected, and you can see exactly why. Currently, there are over 1 million articles on Grokopedia with about 8,000 approved edits already. And I think the best way to start using Grokopedia is just to start using it. Like, instead of, you probably go to Wikipedia maybe once every couple weeks or something. Start going to Grokopedia and seeing if there's a listing there.
Yeah. We just reviewed a new electric scooter on our Now Let's Review channel.
It's not bottom of the barrel. It's not top of the line. It's the EcoRoad ET6 scooter and has a lot of upgraded features like full front and rear suspension, some fun lights, and good power and range with a very reasonable price tag.
If you're looking for a fun scooter, either for yourself or maybe for a holiday gift, you should check out our review and see if this is the right scooter for you.
And that's why we have our Now Let's Review channel. It's to give you guys an honest take on the features, spec, quality, and value of all kinds of different electric products, from e-bikes to e-scooters, from security cameras to battery power stations, and more. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. SpaceX posted this on Thursday that Booster 18, the first super heavy version 3 booster, was beginning pre-launch testing. But later that night, this is why they test them.
Lab Padre Space posted Booster 18 seems to have just exploded during a test at the Massey outpost.
SpaceX posted that Booster 18 suffered an anomaly during gas system pressure testing that we were conducting in advance of structural proof testing. No propellant was on the vehicle and engines were not yet installed. The teams need time to investigate before we are confident of the cause. No one was injured as we maintain a safe distance for personnel during this type of testing. The site remains clear and we are working plans to safely re-enter the site. The Starbase team plans to have the next Super Heavy booster stacked in December, which puts it on pace with the test schedule planned for the first Starship V3 vehicle and associated ground systems. Starship's 12th flight test remains targeted for the first quarter of 2026. And I think this is actually amazing, because with most rocket companies, if this had happened, that would put them back like a year or two. Because SpaceX just constantly is building, they've got them all ready to go. This didn't really slow them down that much. And keep in mind, version 3 is completely new architecture.
It's amazing.
Now, we reported on Starlink offering a new residential light plan in North America, which is $40 less than the standard residential tier.
Well, now Starlink has expanded the availability map for the residential light tier from this to this. So the white areas are where it is available. also available in Canada.
Wait, so all the white is where it's available? It's almost everywhere?
Pretty much.
Okay, I know this is confusing to a lot of people. It was confusing me. It took me like half an hour. I went to their site, and I think Starlink needs to, well, I don't know who's in charge of marketing and stuff, but maybe you need to rebrand stuff. Instead of residential 100 megabits per second, residential light, residential, I don't know. It's just, it's really confusing. This map does not apply to the $40 month plan.
Oh.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
Okay. And the other thing that'll help you is just put in your address when you go to Starlink, and it'll tell you if you're in the right area or not. So if you're like, I don't know if I'm in the white or the gray area, just type in your address.
Because, I mean, it looks like we're in the white area.
Yeah.
But we don't qualify for the $40 plan.
That's what I mean. You have to basically go there to see if you qualify.
I see.
Because this map is only applying to the $80 plan.
Interesting. What I find so interesting about this is the U.S. government was supposed to be basically subsidizing rural people to get Starlink internet.
This is doing it for them.
And then they had canceled it. And now SpaceX was like, well, we'll just do it anyway.
Yep. All right. It's time for the Patreon bonus stories. Join us today on Patreon for more content, more stories that we couldn't fit into today's TTN, and your chance to win a Tesla Model 3 diecast 1 to 18 scale model car in our 9th giveaway.
And check out our Investor Club bonus stories over on Patreon. So join us there today. And thank you to all of our wonderful patrons.
All right, we're back from a Patreon bonus story. It's time for the shout outs. Who do we got today?
We've got Alex Gare,
Daniel Rader,
Franklin Tum,
Jorge Lopez,
and Kevin Heisler. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without you.
And it's time for a Patreon poll, I guess you'd call it. We asked what you would like to see in the Tesla holiday update to our patrons. And well, here's the results.
So the most popular by far, with over a dozen mentions, is Grok integration with the vehicle. They want Grok for vehicle controls, routing updates, and availability in regions like the UK, New Zealand, and Australia, plus on older Hardware 3 cars.
A close second, with numerous complaints about Hardware 3 being stuck on older versions, like version 12. People want the latest FSD, like 13 and 14, better performance, no phantom braking, improved vision, and unsupervised capabilities, because a lot of them are feeling like early adopters and are being left behind, which I think is totally fair.
Other people asked for actually smart summon improvements and availability, including better functionality. Yeah, I would agree with that, because I don't have access to it in my Cybertruck.
Multiple requests came in for Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration, plus related features like screen sharing, 5G connectivity, and better app compatibilities.
And some people wanted vehicle to load, or basically the ability to power stuff from the battery pack of your car, which is only possible in like the Cybertruck and I think the Model Y Performance.
I don't know if an over-the-air update is going to be able to fix that or not. It might just be hardware limited. Those are good to see. Let's see if they happen in the holiday update. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And Michael said, this is probably the most scary chart you will see today. How is it possible that the socialist indoctrination at universities and in media is so successful? Socialism has always brought misery and oppression. Why don't young people understand history?
Elon said, academia is a bastion of extreme socialism. So that's what they teach kids. The root cause is that vast funds are transferred from taxes on productive citizens to colleges, which allows them to enjoy the benefits of capitalism while living in quasi-communism.
Peter Diamantis says, Elon thinks we're about 20 years from uploading a human mind into a robot. Just 20 years.
Elon said probably closer to 10 years, but it may not feel quite the same being in a robot body, given that it would not have all the chemistry of a human. That said, I guess there's also a chance it could feel better, or that one could simulate electrical signals of a human body if you want. In addition to helping a lot of people who are suffering from brain or spine or sensory disabilities and pain, the civilizational goal of Neuralink is to enhance human bandwidth and cognitive abilities in order to increase the probability that artificial intelligence will be aligned with humanity. If humans have the bandwidth of a potted plant, AI may just get bored and ignore us as we do with the plant.
Alexander says, Elon is notoriously famous for misjudging timelines. 20 is closer to 40 or 50. Elon said, my estimates for schedules are at the 50th percentile, which means I should be early half the time and late half the time. Anyone dumb enough to think the news is real will believe I'm always late, because the news only reports when I'm late and never when I'm early. What matters is looking at the actual progress of SpaceX, which will do about 90% of all Earth payload to orbit this year, or Tesla, which is worth more than the rest of the auto industry on Earth combined. That cuts through the bull. Elon posted that China is making a vast number of robots. The redheaded libertarian says Sam Harris went the fullest hard I've ever seen.
And Elon said, peak hard, Sam Harris is just plain evil.
Elon says earlier today, Grok was unfortunately manipulated by adversarial prompting into saying absurdly positive things about me. For the record, I am a fat retard.
Elon said, if I up my game a lot, the future AI might say he was smart for a human.
And he said, why are you questioning my peak male physique? Mario Nafal says, reality check hits Mandami hard. Virtue signaling collides with cold facts. Just hours after his trans day of remembrance post, Zora Mandami gets publicly corrected with hard data. From 2015 to 2025, New York recorded zero fatal hate crimes against trans identifying people and only 11 other homicides, most linked to domestic violence. Not the viral moment Mandami was hoping for.
Elon said, give him a gold medal for bogus virtue signaling, though.
Elon said, forcing AI to read every demented corner of the internet like Clockwork Orange times a billion is a sure path to madness. And then he put out this Optimus video. This was reposted from Alex Utopia's Grok Imagine generated Optimus video. So this is not real Optimi, but this is what they could be doing hopefully soon in the future. Wireless posted, Grok, is this real?
And Elon said, wow, it's like looking in the mirror.
Congressman Tim Burchett posted, I miss Elon.
And Elon waved.
Libs of TikTok says USAID shut down and suddenly the DNC is broke. Denise says, no more money.
Elon said, exactly.
Dylan Wells posted, Anthony Fauci, Rachel Maddow, and James Carville are sitting together at Dick Cheney's funeral.
Elon said, birds of a feather, deep state buddies.
Burkant posted, this one hurts. Tesla AI engineer Yuntas Sai, the senior staff member at Tesla AI, just admitted he spent his entire weekend until midnight writing regulatory docs for Europe. His face at the end says it all. Upside down smile emoji. They are literally killing themselves behind the scenes to get FSD to us in Europe.
Elon said, yeah, it's insane. Europe is strangling itself with regulation.
Elon then said the Overton window opens wider each day. And he said many updates and fixes have been applied to Grok 4.1 and many more to come. Going forward, Grok 4.1 will spend more compute time thinking about your question to improve accuracy. We will not rest until Grok is perfect. Benny Johnson posted, Minnesota's Somali community has been caught funneling taxpayer dollars to the terrorist group Al-Shabaab overseas by falsely diagnosing children with autism through Medicaid. Look at these insane spikes in claims. 2018, 3 million. 2023, 399 million.
And Elon said, massive fraud.
All right, it is time for new superchargers. There are four pages of them today. So when we get to the China ones, we're just going to print them. Okay, so don't be mad at us. We just don't have the time. All right, what do we got for new ones today?
Number 104 in New Jersey is the 8 stall in Denville, New Jersey.
The 4 stall version 4 in Glenorchy, Tasmania.
Number 60 in Colorado is the 16 stall at Castle Rock.
The 12 stall version 4 in Umeå, Sweden.
Number 237 in France is the 8 stall in Bergerac, France.
Number 161 in Norway, the 8 stall version 4 in Finnsnes, Norway.
The 12 stall version 4 in Mill Valley, California.
Number 212 in Florida, the 8 stall in Suncoast, Land O'Lakes, Florida. This is the first Tesla managed, but not Tesla owned.
Oh, and that's what Suncoast is. Very cool. Number 87 in Sweden is the 10 stall at Fillero.
Number 208 in the UK, the 8 stall EV on the move in Stowmarket, UK.
Number 18 in West Virginia is the 12 stall in Ghent, West Virginia.
The 24 stall version 4 in Oceanside, California.
Number 141 in Australia, the 6 stall in Upper Mount Gravatt, Queensland, Australia.
And now here's 42 new supercharger locations in China.
Wait,
and
you didn't want us to read that?
I didn't think we'd have the time. That's 145 new supercharger stalls. So number 2501 in China is the 6 stall in Ulanquab, China.
The 20 stall version 4 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
The 12 stall version 4 in Sacramento, California.
Number 611 in California is the 12 stall version 4 in Folsom, California.
Number 106 in Pennsylvania, the 10 stall version 4 in Somerset, Pennsylvania.
The 20 stall version 4 in Austin, Texas at the Spirit of Texas Drive.
And number 202 in Texas. Now they're in the 200 club. Number 2894 in the USA. Number 7980 in the world. The 16 stall version 4 in Bryan, Texas.
Wow.
Woo. Thank you for joining us today, everybody. Tesla has opened its latest round of supercharger voting, by the way. So if you have a spot in mind that you would like to see a supercharger installed, let Tesla know right here at tesla.com/supercharger voting overview.
And also put it in the comments so that way other people can, if they agree with you, vote on that as well. And maybe a supercharger will open there.
Yeah, because they have winners and everything. It's fun. You can win stuff.
So thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday. Now you know.